The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 9th of August, 2018. All the best technology news from the past couple of days we'll get you caught up on right now in about 5 minutes. Have you got your iPhone in front of you right now? You a little nervous it might be listening to you like everything else is nowadays with all of our devices? Well, according to Apple, it ain't. This actually has to do with the House Energy and Commerce Committee. Yeah, they kind of sounded off last month, asking Apple if the phones and other devices like smart speakers, are they able to, you know, eavesdrop on us? Well, here we are a month later and Apple's responding to the letter saying, no, you don't need to worry about that, stating iPhones do not listen to people's conversations, and they don't share people's spoken words with third parties. Apple goes on to say they are denying that they're listening to their users as they go throughout their day, and says that the iPhone speech recognizer only listens to two words. And you probably guessed it, hey Siri. Funny enough, it didn't work. My phone's right here. It didn't work. Imagine that. Apparently, they're not listening at all. So, now, you can go about your day and relax. At least Apple's not eavesdropping on you. Have fun over there at Facebook, though. Hey, speaking of Facebook, how about some augmented reality games? Well, get ready for them in Messenger. Yes, yesterday Facebook announced the introduction of augmented reality games in group chat, meaning you can have AR games with up to 6 people. Now this AR action all kicks off with 2 games. First one's called Don't Smile. Apparently this is a competition to see who can keep a serious look on their face for the longest time. The other one is called Asteroids Attack. And this is a game, as you probably guessed, you pilot a spaceship with your facial movement. They're saying more games will be coming in the future, including one they're calling Beach Bump. Apparently, this is where you'll bounce a ball between 2 participants. Whew, yeah. We have a lot of time on our hands nowadays, don't we? Although, I gotta say, this kind of sounds fun. Are you a podcast junkie? Or are you just one of those people, yeah, I love listening to podcasts, but sometimes I can't seem to find the exact thing I love listening to over various shows? Pandora's here to help. Now, you might remember the CEO, Roger Lynch, of Pandora said earlier this year that he wanted to develop a podcast version of the company's music gnome project thingy that they did, stating that, yeah, there's a bunch of ways to personalize your music discovery, but what about podcasts? So Pandora is now on a mission to make all podcast listeners a little bit happier, stating they're building a podcast app like they did for music discovery, giving you that personalized experience you've been craving. Unfortunately, no. It's not out yet, stating there's still a lot of work to be put into it, but they're aiming for a launch sometime at the end of this year. And finally, Magic Leap 1. Remember this thing? You know that mixed reality headset that was announced long ago? Well, guess what? It's available. Yep, we've got more details about the new headset, including what's inside the thing. First off, let's get the specs out of the way. We got an NVIDIA CPU and a GPU, 8 gigs of RAM, and 128 gigabytes of storage. By the way, that 128 gigabytes of storage, it's actually about 95. Remember, there's an operating system there. You're going to have connectivity with Bluetooth 4.2, of course, Wi-Fi. You got an audio input for real-world ambient sounds, I guess is what they're saying here. Plus an audio output with a 3.5mm headphone jack. Take that, Apple. And all of this can be yours for the lovely price of $2,295. Oh, by the way, before you get that money out saying, whoo, sign me up, you only get 3 hours of battery life. Meaning that equals out to about $765 per hour of fun. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, well, send it to us. We will. BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com is our official website powered by TSO Host. That is where you can find all our lovely shows. You can get subscribed to them over there. You can also check out our blog and review section while you're over there, too. Lots of stuff over there to keep the tech nerd in you happy. Also, check us out on Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network. On Twitter, @BritishTech. I'm on Twitter as well, @KyleSwagger. And, of course, our BTN community. community. We'd love for you to be a part of it. So what's taking you so long? Come on over and join us. You can find it at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for Friday. Yes, I can't wait for it either. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a lovely and wonderful Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.